This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for another Eye on Houston. I am George from 100.3 The Bull, and we're talking arts today. And I'm very happy to have in the house with us Catherine McNeil, who is with the Theater District Open House, and Leslie Nelson, who is the interim CEO of the Society for the Performing Arts. Ladies, first of all, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us, George.
I almost wanted to call you Leslie Nielsen.
It happens all the
time.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't the only one.
No, you're not the only one.
Catherine, you and I go back a couple of years talking about arts here. And last year, we had a wonderful conversation about this same type of event that was going on.
About the open house.
And the day that we did the interview was the day that Hurricane Harvey hit. And that kind of changed everything for you guys, didn't it?
It did change everything. It was the first time that the open house had to be canceled in what now is 25 years. And also, it devastated the theater district.
Mm-hmm.
Harvey devastated the Wortham Theater, the Alley Theater. It hurt Jones Theater, and it impacted the Hobby Center.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was pretty awful.
I remember talking to you. I believe we had you on our All Stations simulcast a couple of days after everything was starting to set in. And you were telling us about what you were seeing. And it was one of the most eerie interviews I think I've ever done, because you talked through going in the basements of these theaters and some of the props and some of the things that had been there for years and years that were lost to Harvey.
The opera's wigs.
Right.
I mean, a wig can be $1,000 for a character. They had raised all the shoes up, all the shoes and everything up to 12 feet. Problem was Harvey came in at 16.
Yeah.
The lockers, personal stuff in lock. It, yes.
Yeah.
It, as anyone can testify who's home or car, water can be create a lot of damage.
Well, and I think that was the thing that was so amazing about that time, is that the suffering and the sacrifice, if you will, was across all demographics, all socioeconomic thing. I mean, from the theater district to Pearland, where I live, you know what I mean? It was everywhere.
And the same people that, you know, everybody who works in the theater district, not only was their employment devastated, they lost homes, they lost equipment, they lost their instruments. So everyone was impacted in multiple ways.
And Catherine, I told you when we sat down to talk about this, the question I get most is, how are you doing? How are the arts doing after Harvey?
Well, the arts are really special because, as you know, being on a radio station, if you just go into your car and you turn on your radio, your entire mood can change because of a song or a visualization that you have. So the arts have been very comforting to people as they go through this experience. You need an intermission. I mean, you can only tear down so much sheetrock or replace carpet or deal with mold before you need an intermission. And that's what we offer. We offer a chance to listen to music, to watch dance, to hear a story told in a way that just is uplifting or makes you really sad, or but it brings something to your world. So we hopefully this past year, because everyone performed, whether we had to build a new stage at a convention center, or whether we had to travel to stages we don't normally use, everyone kept the show must go on, and we all did.
And Catherine, Leslie, I think you guys understand how special that is, right? I mean, of Houston, that the show went on.
It's very much the Houston spirit. It's the artist spirit.
Definitely. The arts groups really drew together, and we saw this as it's our mission. It's what we give to the city, and it was very important that the show went on. And there were things that were done, and people reaching out across the different organizations to see how can we bind together and make sure that everyone is able to move forward. And it was an amazing time. And to Catherine's point, many people were suffering from their own personal situations.
Right.
But yet we were there wading through water, you know, getting to where we needed to be in temporary places, finding we're a presenting arts group. Mm-hmm. So we had artists coming in from all over the world. And we were trying to see where we could reschedule. How can we move them? How would their dates accommodate where we didn't have a place? And I think that all of the arts groups, certainly we did what we could, but it was so important that we were up and going as quickly as possible.
Well, you talk about the spirit of Houston, and I just want to take a second because I think we all still go out there and say thank you to the firemen, thank you to the police, thank you to the construction workers, everybody that's done the rebuilding. But honestly, I feel kind of bad sitting here with the two of you today that we've never reached out to you to say thank you to what you all did.
You had an opportunity on August 26th.
That's a wonderful segue. I'm so glad you kept that up.
You have an opportunity to come down and say thank you and celebrate the arts. And August 26th is our Theater District open house. It's going to be double the fun because it's going to combine what should have happened last year with what's going to happen this year.
Right.
And so on Sunday from 12 to 5, all the theaters will be open, including the Wortham.
Wow.
In the lobby and the foyer. We won't have access to the theaters yet.
Right.
But that gave us the opportunity to use Jones Plaza.
Yes.
So for the first time since I've been in my role with Theater District, we're going to activate Jones Plaza. There's going to be 5 hours of live music and arts and food trucks on the plaza. So we're very excited about that.
And we really want everybody to please put that on your calendar, the 26th. It is from noon to 5, and that is a Sunday. So again,
in the heart of the theater district.
I was going to say, a great after church, whatever, after brunch, whatever you do on Sunday mornings, what a great way to come down there. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are coming up for the season. Leslie, let's talk about some of the things that you guys are looking forward to, some season highlights, if you will.
Well, absolutely, because we have put together a really fantastic season. It was important for us to really have a strong season coming off of an abbreviated season from Harvey. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things we're very excited about is a new partnership with National Geographic, and we're going to have a National Geographic speaker series.
Wow.
So we've got Kara Cooney coming. She's a very famous Egyptologist, mm-hmm. and will be speaking about when women ruled the world. Mm-hmm. And so really looking forward to that. Also, Brian Smith, who is an adventure photographer. He'll be speaking as well. And we've got, you know, the Society for the Performing Arts programs across all genres, mm-hmm. of performing arts. So we have dance. We have a fantastic dance series coming up. For the first time, we've got Michelle Dorrance, who is bringing tap dance back. And we haven't had tap with Society for the Performing Arts since the 90s. So
really?
We're really looking forward to a fantastic performance by Michelle Dorrance and her dance company.
Leslie, can you tell people as they're listening today where to find more information? You have a website. How do they get tickets? I know that you guys are offering some ticket deals as well.
Absolutely. At Theater District Open House, we will have some great ticket specials. But to get just season tickets or to inquire about any of our performances, certainly go to our website, which is spahouston.org.
Okay.
And there will be all kinds of information about our upcoming season.
If you're listening this morning, we'll have those websites, by the way, on our websites that you can link to. If you go to any of the intercom stations, you can link through there. But great ideas. By the way, I always look at this as an opportunity to do a little Christmas shopping for ticket deals. You know what I mean? Anniversary shopping for those of you that are looking for an anniversary present, that kind of stuff. So great ways that they can get involved and get these ticket packages that you all offer.
And George, we have a very good family series this year. Mm-hmm. And we've got Finding Neverland. We've got The Wizard of Oz coming up. And we've got a fun show called Mutt's Gone Nuts. So it's the first animal show that SPA has presented. And for Theater District Open House, we've got great family four-pack purchases for $100. So talking about
That's
Christmas
awesome.
Gifts
yeah.
and things to do with the family, there's going to be some great offers there.
You know, it's so funny. Just a quick side note. We were talking recently on our morning show on the Morning Bull about the difficulty, the changes, I guess, is a better word, in raising children today. There's so much screen time. There's so much stuff that they do. This is a great opportunity to enrich the lives of your kids or kids in your family to get one of these ticket packages and bring them down. That's awesome, Leslie. Thank
Absolutely.
You. Catherine, back to you. As people come down on this Sunday, the 26th, from noon to 5 for this 25th anniversary open house, mm-hmm. what are some of the other things they're going to encounter?
They're going to encounter the Houston Ballet, the Houston Grand Opera, Theater Under the Stars, the Alley Theater, the Houston Symphony, Arts Lyrica, Mercury Baroque. We're going to have a multitude of performance arts represented. And also very exciting is the High School for the Performing and Visual Arts.
Yes.
Will be performing on Jones Plaza.
Oh, that's awesome.
They'll also be part. So we have that new talent coming up.
That's right. Exactly right. Continue that next generation coming
into
this. That's very cool.
There'll also be arts and crafts for children as well as adults. So there'll be a mixture of visual and performing.
That's awesome.
That people can partake in. George, just going back to the spirit of Houston, and you talked about the firefighters and the police officers, I just want to give a shout out that Theater District hosted what we called Give a Seat, where we reached out to people who'd been impacted by Harvey and asked them to come to the Theater District. And TransCanada, who is in their offices or in the heart of the Theater District, sponsored that night for us. And 30 police officers that had worked on Harvey came to the Houston Symphony
that night, which was really
a great gift.
That is a great gift.
Thank you, TransCanada.
Sometimes that's the key out of all of this is that, you know, people always say, well, you gave back, but it's what you get from giving back in a situation
like this.
That
felt so special that we could host 30 of those police officers that had worked so hard.
Well, I got to tell you,
evening.
Speaking of special, we're very blessed here in Houston to have you all in charge of what's going on and to have a chance to celebrate the arts like we're going to do on the 26th. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, George.
Appreciate it. Anything else that we should make sure that we mention before we leave? Again, it is Sunday the 26th from noon to 5. And if you need more information, we'll have it up on our website so you can check it out there. Ladies, thank you.
TheaterDistrictOpenHouse.com.
Got it. Thank you. Even better, you can go directly there this morning as you're listening. It's Eye on Houston here with 100.3 The Bull and all intercom stations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.